front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter at Lullabot or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you.
We're here today going behind the screens with Mike Anello from Drupal Easy. Mike, you also have a podcast.
I might have a podcast, yeah.
So I saw you walking through the halls and I needed to grab you, and we're going to do the meta podcast, the podcast about the podcast. So first of all, if people don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm Mike Anello. My Drupal.org username is Ultimike. Been in the community for about 11 years. I'm a Drupal developer and trainer, and I do the Drupal Easy podcast.
Excellent. How long have you been doing that podcast?
You know, number of years, I'd have to go back and look, but I'm thinking maybe 8 years. I know we're almost in the 196th, 7th episode, somewhere up there. So closing in on our 200th episode.
Wow. That's a heck of a career in that. I remember listening to your podcast when I was first starting out. There was a bunch of them in my playlist trying to get up to speed. Lullabots, I had Drupal Easy in there. I'm not sure if Modules Unraveled was around at that time, but yeah, you guys always had good stuff, so... Tell us a little bit about the podcast. What do you talk about there? Why should somebody jump over and listen to that one?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where it's kind of morphed over the years and kind of matured and changed. We tend to focus on kind of a recap of what's going on in the community over the, since the previous podcast. We do interviews. For me, it's all about there's a lot of people in the community who don't obsessively check Drupal Planet or follow a bunch of Drupal contributors or on Twitter or other social media. So the idea of the podcast is, if you listen to our podcast, that should get you up to speed and help you keep your finger on the pulse of the community.
Mm-hmm. So it's evolved over the years. What's your biggest takeaway that you've learned as you've been interviewing people and doing this podcast over time?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is always assume, try and put yourselves in, or myself, in the shoes of the listener who, I might have deep knowledge on a particular topic, but our listeners may not. And, kind of helping the interviewee, connect with the listener and, maybe taking a step back and helping the interviewee kind of explain something in a way that is as accessible to the biggest number of listeners as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense. You see that. And so we're out here at Bad Camp. You had a training that you did on Wednesday or Thursday morning. How did that go?
Yeah, it was great. Lucky enough to get invited by the organizers to do a full-day training on Drupal 8 Configuration System Basics. It's something I've taught a few times to my own students. This is the first time I've given it kind of in a public setting. Thought it went really well. It was geared towards beginners who are new to the config system, geared towards folks who maybe are familiar with Drupal 7 features and are already building Drupal 8 sites but haven't kind of made that leap to using the configuration system. So we cover a lot of the basics, cover a lot of best practices, talk about setting up a good process so that you can go to other configuration management sessions or read blog posts and have that solid foundation of knowledge to build upon.
Excellent. So if somebody wasn't able to make it here and attend the training here, is there another place they could find your resources to get up to speed and get that base knowledge?
I'll promote. I'm going to be giving the same training at Drupal Camp Atlanta. In November, I forget the dates off the top of my head.
Yeah.
The training I gave is actually part of one of our long-form training programs. It's one that we do in conjunction with Pantheon, so it's kind of an intermediate-level six-week course called Drupal Easy plus Pantheon, where we cover things, using Composer to get started with a Drupal 8 site, using Solr with Search API, using some of the Pantheon-specific platform environments, features, I should say. Mm-hmm. It's nothing we've given kind of online public yet, but I kind of foresee that this will be the training I'm giving at Drupal events, when I'm available and offered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the... the partnership with Pantheon in that 6-week training course. Right. How does somebody attend one of those? How do I?
Yeah, it's all online. You go to drupaleasy.com and information is all there. And you sign up and check out the curriculum. Make sure it's for you. Very similar to our 12-week program, which we've been doing for 5-6 years. I forget how many years we've been doing that.
Very cool. So how has Bad Camp been for you overall this year?
You know, it's like any other Drupal event. I kind of know what I'm getting into going in. I tend to like do a training and give a session and, you know, see a lot of people and get up early and stay out. Not super, you know, I'm not like, you know, someone to stay out super late, but, you know, I know that when I get on the plane tomorrow morning, it's going to be nap time for me. So it's always great to see old friends and meet new people and, you know, kind of push my knowledge a little bit further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been fun. This is my first Bad Camp, so hanging out with some of the people that I haven't met before and now doing the podcast, getting to meet new people, and just it's been really fun hearing stories as we're hanging out in a group and then wanting to know more so I can just put the microphone out there and really get that out of people. So that's been a lot of fun for me. If there's somebody who's a little unsure about, you know, should I sign up for a training or I'm not sure what the right way is to go about getting into something or how do I get the base knowledge? Or is it worth it? What kind of advice would you give for somebody who might be on the fence, not sure about how to approach it?
Yeah, I think like Drupal Camp trainings are precisely what that's for. Most of them are low cost. I know here at Bad Camp it's $25 for a full day training.
That's pretty awesome.
That's, you know, I don't charge that to my clients. You know, that's that's a pretty good deal. So, you know, I can't really think of a better way than, you know, attending a Drupal event that has these low cost trainings. I mean, it's kind of win-win. I do it because it helps promote, you know, my you know, bigger paid trainings.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who are, you know, interested in learning more about a particular topic, it's, you know, all you're giving up is your time, and you're going to have to spend that time learning it anyway, so you might as well do it in a structured environment with other people who want to learn.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think so. For $25, you really can't beat that price.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've talked a little bit about the code, a little bit about the podcast and the trainings and everything. So let's flip it over away from the tech for a minute. Like, what would you do if you woke up tomorrow and the internet was just gone?
Yeah, I think it would definitely be something, with my hands or my body, you know, something other than just with my brain. I know that when I need to, like, push back from my laptop and stuff, that's kind of where I go first. It's, you know, I go out to my garage and I build something that we need for the house, or I fix something up, or I go outside and work in the yard, and I, you know, it kind of gives me a charge to do that. And I find myself like watching, you know, a lot of TV shows like This Old House and stuff like that. So I definitely think, you know, something, you know, very, you know, tactile.
Mm-hmm. So don't let your wife listen to the podcast then, because she figures that's going to turn off the internet and you have to start fixing everything around the house then.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. You know, that's fine. As, you know, as long as we pay our bills, you know, I'm happy to take that on.
Oh, that's great. I think I'd probably do something very similar. It's just to not have that distraction of the screens. And it feels good to get out and just get hands-on with stuff.
Yep.
So we've all come up through the community in some form or another. Most of us have had some help along the way. Is there anybody you can think of that you'd like to say thank you to or share some gratitude with, who maybe gave you a push when you needed it?
Yeah, it's funny because the person I'm going to mention is probably never going to hear this, but I'll have to tell her about it. It's probably my wife, mainly because I was raised in a way, you know, my dad worked for the government, the federal government, very safe job. You know, I was kind of raised in a way that I should get like a good, safe job, work 8 to 5, low risk. And, you know, that's kind of what I started doing out of college. I was a research scientist for a few years, working, you know, full time for, a government organization. And it was really my wife who basically, you know, saw that I was really interested in like web development and learning all this stuff. And, you know, seeing that I could make money like on nights and weekends, and seeing that I much preferred that work to what I was doing full time, he really kind of said, you know, look, we're married, we have 2 incomes, we have no kids. If you're ever going to, you know, work for yourself, now's the time to start. So she's kind of pushing me in that direction and kind of getting me over the fear of it. You know, originally our plan was to both work for ourselves until we had kids and got them into, you know, kindergarten. And, you know, my kids are now in high school and I still don't have a real job. So.
That's pretty awesome, right there. But yeah, that's You gotta love that about this industry. You can really make, you can do whatever you want. You can think very laterally and come up with these new creative ways to to bring the income in and work from home. Work, you know, today I'd have to actually put real pants on. It's like, man, it's gonna be a busy day. Well, Mike, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes to talk today. This has been really cool, and definitely go check out the Drupal Easy podcast. Look for the trainings. Get out to your local camps and check it out.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
If you're looking to level up your Drupal chops, check out Drupalize Me. Drupalize Me lets you learn Drupal whenever and wherever you need to, with written and video tutorials that cover the full range of Drupal topics. Whether you're just jumping into Drupal or you're a seasoned developer, we are here to help. Check us out at drupalize.me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have any ideas for future segments or topics or any comments, reach out on Twitter at VoicesBTS or shoot me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Don't forget to pop onto iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Until next time.